Good morning. High pressure continues to dominate the weather after bringing us a return to sunshine yesterday and a dry night. We're starting off with a fair amount of sun and pleasantly warm temperatures in the 60s to around 70, although the humidity is starting to come back up. As that high drifts off the eastern seaboard, a southwesterly wind flow will bring an increase in humidity, leading to billowing clouds later this morning and into the afternoon hours. A cold front and an associated trough of low pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will both approach during the day today. The added lift, thanks to these two features, will act on the warm and humid air mass to cause thunderstorm development early in the afternoon, and thunderstorms will march from west to east across interior New York and New England for the afternoon and into the evening hours. Jet stream level winds are strong enough that some of the storms could be strong to severe with gusty winds, torrential downpours, frequent lightning, and the possibility for some hail as well. Storms will continue to progress through New England and off the East Coast during the night tonight. Out ahead of the front, temperatures will climb into the mid-80s for afternoon highs today, then dip back into the mid-60s on average behind the front tonight. The trough of low pressure, meanwhile, will still have to come through on Saturday as it shears off to our north and west, so we still run the risk of a scattered shower or thunderstorm, but mainly dry through most of the day Saturday with a mix of sun and clouds, highs in the lower 80s. High pressure will build in on Sunday and Monday, keeping it dry both days. Highs will be in the lower 80s with a mix of sun and clouds. In fact, we should be able to get through Tuesday dry, although increasing clouds and perhaps a shower by sunset, temperatures in the lower to mid 80s. Another disturbance will head our way with more scattered showers and thunderstorms next Wednesday and Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms over a portion of western Nebraska, northeast Colorado, and northwest Kansas. Dew points in the upper 50s and lower 60s north of a stalled front across Oklahoma will advect northwestward within a strengthening southeasterly flow regime ahead of an evolving High Plains Lee Trough. With cooler air aloft, a corridor of moderate to potentially strong instability is likely as the low levels of the atmosphere warm during the afternoon. Southeasterly winds veering to 40 to 50 knots northwesterly will contribute to 45 knots of effective bulk shear, and this is supportive of supercells with large hail and downburst winds, though a couple of tornadoes will also be possible. Meanwhile, the dangerous heat will persevere through at least today as temperatures across the southwest, California, and parts of the Pacific Northwest continue to be well above average. Areas in the Southwest and Southern California can expect high temperatures near and above 110 degrees. Excessive heat warnings and heat advisories remain in effect for these regions and will also lead to air quality concerns, especially in the higher populated areas. Because of these hot and dry conditions, fire weather will also remain a concern across the western United States. At Mount Washington this morning, partly cloudy skies and 52 degrees with a west wind at 26 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 39 degrees. In Albany this morning, mostly sunny skies and 68 degrees, the dew point 65, 90% relative humidity, and the barometer at 29.94 inches and holding steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny with a late-day shower or thunderstorm, mid-80s. Boston mostly sunny with late-day scattered showers and storms in the mid-80s. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny and breezy with highs in the upper 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 85 degrees, the low 70. The average temperature 78, that's 6 degrees above normal. 0.06 inch of precipitation yesterday for the month, 2.62 inches, which is 0.84 inch below normal. And with 19.96 inches of precipitation for the year, that's 2.07 inches below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low 62, the record high 97 set in 1955, and the record low 47 in 1977. Sunrise this morning was at 5:42 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:21 p.m., 14 hours and 39 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont. as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing clouds and humidity with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and highs in the mid-80s. Showers and storms this evening and partly cloudy overnight tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing clouds and humidity with scattered showers and thunderstorms late this afternoon and highs in the mid-80s. Showers and storms tonight, also areas of fog, lows in the upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing clouds and humidity with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs near 80. A few showers and storms this evening, then partly cloudy overnight tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing clouds and humidity with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and highs in the mid-80s. Showers and storms tonight, also areas of fog, lows in the mid-60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing clouds and humidity with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and highs in the mid-80s. Showers and storms tonight, also areas of fog in the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, still the risk of a shower or thunderstorm, lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds Sunday and Monday, lower 80s. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds Tuesday, lower to mid-80s. And scattered showers and thunderstorms likely Wednesday and Thursday, highs in the mid-80s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.